one of the most widespread and dangerous problems faced by humanity is that of poverty, hunger and starvation. There's nothing more horrifying than the realization that as we live our happy lives here, millions of our fellow human beings live in hunger and face starvation. Currently, the majority of the world's population lives in poverty. We used to associate poverty with countries such as Ethiopia, but now we see it actually on our own doorstep. Maybe not the poverty of famine, but certainly poverty where it's leading to death. Last year, we actually witnessed two homeless rough sleepers die on the streets of Coventry of pneumonia. So I ask you, is it our problem to deal with? It's a question for everyone listening. Life is so simple. For me, Islam and the teachings of the beloved Prophet, peace be on him, gives me all I need and gives me a clear guidance of how to live life. Islam teaches us that it's our duty as the more fortunate to help the less fortunate, looking after the sick, feeding the poor and treating everyone equally, regardless of race, colour or creed, are fundamental teachings of Islam. In regards to feeding the poor, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, said, O Allah, grant me life as a poor man, cause me to die as a poor man, and resurrect me in the company of the poor. And his wife asked him why he'd said that, and he replied, because the poor will enter paradise before the rich. Do not turn away your poor man, even if only you can give him half a date. If you love the poor and bring them near you, God will bring you near him on the day of resurrection. We also look at the teaching of the Prophet where he's actually told us, he who sleeps on a full stomach while knowing that his neighbour is hungry is not one of us. Some really simple teachings that if we brought into our lives, the world would probably be a much easier and better place to live in. I spoke about helping the sick. Just as important, Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, again, led by example. He would both make time to personally visit the sick and at time would inquire about them through others. One example comes that whilst in Mecca, a pagan woman used to throw filth and garbage at the noble Prophet whenever he passed her house. One day he noticed the absence of the Prophet's abuser, which concerned him so much that he inquired after her. And when he learnt of her sickness, he actually visited her in hospital. She was so taken back by this merciful concern that she actually embraced Islam. Islam declares equality amongst people. Islam respects a human for being a human. Islam does not distinguish between two races or two groups of people or between two colours. And the Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, addressed the people signifying that concept during his last pilgrimage, saying, O people, your God is one. No preference of an Arab, neither over a non-Arab, nor a non-Arab over an Arab, or red over black, or black over red. The most righteous, verily are the most honoured of the most righteous. Listeners, I leave you with a question. What have you done so far in your life to help somebody who needs that support? Remember, at any time a calamity could come upon you. Wouldn't you want that help? I've shared with you today a few examples of what Islam teaches us, what the Prophet Muhammad, peace be on him, used to do in his life. Try to share that and act upon those few examples I've given. We should never turn a blind eye to those that need our support. And I'd like to finish off with a quote that we use for our homeless people. And it's a quote from the Quran. We actually say, we feed you for the sake of God. We seek from you neither reward nor thanks.